Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction and Realty of Beloit.
And back here on the Locker Room Chats, welcome again to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats, joined by Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here this evening. Coach, you have a couple games since we talked last, losses to Hoisington and Chapman, two very good teams that you faced here again. Going back to Friday against Hoisington, 54-19 loss. Kind of looking at that one, what were some of the things that you saw from Hoisington and some of the struggles that you might have had in that one?
Their pressure. I mean, they pressed us really hard, and we just were not able to handle their press, and so we got ourselves dug a hole pretty quickly, and we just couldn't get out of it. And then, you know, we on the offensive end, we struggled to hit shots, and so when you have those two combinations, you know, it's going to be a long night, and definitely was for us that night.
49-26 loss then to Chapman on Tuesday. Kind of a slow start in the first half, but you were able to get some points in the second half in that one. What are some of the things you noticed in that and as you continue to try to make improvements on the offensive end?
Well, yeah, and they pressed as well, you know, which we're going to see throughout the entire year, and we handled it perfectly. You know, we were a lot more calm, and the kids hit the spots where they were supposed to be, and so, you know, you see growth in that aspect, and so you're very excited about that. And we had great shots. They just were not falling. And, you know, right now there's kind of a lid on the bucket for us. But I told the kids, you know, when that lid falls off, it's going to be a rainstorm. And we're gonna score a lot of points, and we're going to sure be excited when that happens for us.
And one more game here before you get ready for the Orange and Black Classic coming up next week. And, Colby, you have Minneapolis at your place coming up here on Friday. When you look at Minneapolis, they're 7-1. Obviously, a team that like you talked about a lot in this league, they're a veteran team. They have some quality players, and just snapped Southeast of Saline's winning streak in the league. So you know you're facing a very good team coming up on Friday.
Exactly, and you know they were very similar to us in the last few years, where they were young and a little inexperienced, and those kids got time and they saw varsity time, and now it's paying off for them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're going to come in and we're going to play as hard as we can, and that's what this team does every week in and week out. Every game, they give me everything they've got. And you can see spurts where we're improving a lot, and it's just going to take time. And we know Minneapolis is going to be tough, and we're just going to try to control what we can control in that game and hopefully, you know, hit some shots. That's what we want, a little bit more offensive consistency. So that's what we're working for right now.
Boy, girls, Coach Shauna Remus here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Minneapolis Friday night.
Thanks.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats. KD Country 94 with Beloit coach Ryan Eilert on the boys' side. Coach, a couple wins since we talked last. Nice 62-30 victory over Hoisington, and then they beat Chapman 70-27. We'll start with that Hoisington game. I know that's a team that does have some scorers and good basketball players over there. You're able to jump out to a lead and really kind of control that game. Just overall, your thoughts of the way the kids played and how big that was for them to get the 32-point win there.
Yeah, it was a good game for us. I thought our kids came out ready to go and able to get up 9-0 right away. But to Hoisington's credit, they came back and actually took the lead, late in the first. But I thought our kids kind of regrouped at that point and started limiting them on their offensive end on what they wanted to do and scored the ball well. The past few games we've had guys, you know, at least four guys in double figures, and just doing a really nice job of spreading out the points and setting each other up. And that was the way, you know, Friday against Hoisington, Quinn comes out and goes 4-for-4 from the 3-point line, and Bryce and Eli have great games inside, and Wyatt's continued to be consistent. And then you get other guys that are able to get a couple shots to go here or there, and at the end of the night, you look at the scoring, and it's been really even. So Friday night's game was good on both ends of the floor.
Again, Tuesday night, you come back with a win over Chapman. It's obviously a team that struggled this year. You get a 70-27 victory. I know in those kind of games, you might have a tendency to let up with an opponent like that, but you didn't do that on Tuesday night, did you?
No, and once again, I thought our kids, they come out and they're playing to their strengths, and against a team like Chapman, like you said, you have a tendency to maybe not come out as intense as you need to, but I thought we did. The thing that stood out to me last night was just our rebounding, totally controlled the boards, and when we miss a shot, we've got guys getting in there, getting offensive rebounds and getting putbacks and limiting them to one shot, and thought we moved the ball well again. Bryce has 13, and then you have Noah with 11, Wyatt with 11, and Quinn with 12, and then Brody Litton with 9. And so, we're doing a nice job of not, one guy getting all our shots, just kind of playing within what the other team allows and taking advantage of it when they're given to you. And then, obviously, throughout defensively, we held them in check and did a nice job on that end. So came away with two good wins.
Another opportunity for you on Friday night. Minneapolis is 0-8 this season. They come to your place. What are the things you're seeing from their group this year?
Well, they've been in some close games. They haven't got any to go their way, but they've played quite a few close games, and part of that is that to their discipline. They're well coached. They they're not going to want to get up and down. They're going to want to make it a low possession game, and they're capable of doing that. And they do have a couple kids that can score it if their feet are set, and you're unaware of where they are. And so for us, I feel like each night we're getting better in some aspect of the game, and we want to come out and do that again on Friday and continue to just improve.
Ryan Allert, coach of the Bullet Trojan, here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Minneapolis Friday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Catch those games on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Pregame for the girls beginning at 5:50. Tip off at 6 o'clock. The boys to follow. Also online video at ncksports.com. Our Bullet Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in north central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue our Wednesday locker room chats with Osborne Bulldog head basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and online KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening at this time on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
Back on the locker room chats here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com, joined now by Trina Luters, coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Coach, look at your team, and you picked up a couple wins since we last talked, 67-29 victory over Lincoln on Friday, and then you beat St. John's Tipton by 452-48 at home on Tuesday. Go back to the Lincoln game first. It looked like it was another opportunity for you to get a lot of girls in and pick up a nice solid win at home. Just overall thoughts there on Friday night.
Yes, we were on Friday. We did have the opportunity to get everybody in, and that was nice. And we came out very focused defensively. I felt like we were strong defensively, and we really passed the ball well Friday night. We not only do we have a lot of people get in and a lot of people scoring, we had a pretty high assist night, which is awesome to see that not only are we passing the ball, but we're putting the ball in the basket. And so overall, that was a great night of basketball.
Tuesday night against St. John's Tipton, obviously they made a concerted effort to try to hold down Trinity and Gracie for you, Luters and Reiner there. Your leading scorers, but Brooke Beffert really stepped up for you in the first half, had 12 first-half points, 9 in the first quarter, and Hudson Walters hit a big 3 for you as well, just to keep that offense going, and you're able to kind of get some rhythm in the second half and pick up a 4-point win. What were your thoughts overall there on Tuesday with a tough St. John's Tipton team?
Yes, it was a tough game, and we... you learn a lot from those close, tough games. And so that was a good learning experience for us. And yeah, they were keying off Trinity and Gracie. It didn't seem like anything was going to come easy. And Brooke did step up huge for us in the first half. And it's good to see that scoring happen there. And Hudson coming off the bench and putting in a solid 8 is exactly what you like to see. You know, we looked and the scoring was just well spread around. You know, we had a couple people with 8. You know, Grace William also had 8. And so when we got a 2 in double digits and the other 2 coming in with 8, you know, that's good, solid basketball. Looking at rebounds from last night, I was very pleased. Our post were in rebounding. It felt like we were getting pushed around. I know we were, but I was very pleased with their rebounding effort and, like, our mental toughness on the game.
You're 8-0 now on the season. You did end up with the number one seed despite another 8-0 team in Wilson at the league tournament, so you don't have to play on Friday. What are your thoughts and hopes for this league tournament once you get into it next week?
It's nice to not have to play in Friday. You know, that gives us another day of practice, and so we're just looking for kind of streamlining and looking at kind of what we felt like our weaknesses were from Tuesday night and kind of ironing some stuff out. And, you know, coming in the league tournament, you're always like, we're going to see people that we've already seen before. And so you just have to be very mindful of not overlooking anyone and being focused on what we need to take care of. And I think it's going to be a good week of basketball. It's going to be a good tournament. And we're excited to see what the tournament week will bring.
Osmond girls coach Trina Luters here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and good luck at the tournament next week.
All right. Thank you.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency fuel service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Jamie Walters with us now, coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, pick up a win there against Lincoln on Friday night and St. John's Tipton on Tuesday. And as we look at these two games, boy, your sophomore Dalton Garman really shooting the lights out for you over the last two nights. Had 19 on Friday, a career high then, but he set a new career high on Tuesday night with 25 against St. John's Tipton. Just going back first to the Lincoln game, obviously that's a team that doesn't have quite the athleticism maybe they need to stick around in a game like that. But overall thoughts of the Lincoln win and how your team performed Friday night?
Yeah, I thought we'd play pretty well. You know, they do have some quickness there at their guard spots, and it seems like they're fairly young, and I think he's got them going in the right direction. But you know, our defense felt like there in the first quarter we were a step behind on about everything, and you know, they end up with some loose balls that I felt like we could have easily had, and but we scored the ball really well that game, and moved the ball good and got good shots, and were able to finish a lot of them. So.
Then St. John's tipped in there on Tuesday. Again, a big game from Dalton. He was on fire, had that heat check in the first half from about 2 or 3 feet behind the line and knocked that one down as well. You do win 56-50, had double-digit leads a couple times and were able to pick up a win. St. John's Tipton's always a challenge, I know. And how do you feel about the way Dalton's really kind of countering what Johnny Hamill's been able to do for you offensively?
Yeah, he's, you know, going into the season, I mean, I would have thought he would have been, you know, in that 15-point range. He's just a kid that he can really shoot. And, you know, he could do that last year. And this year, he's playing defense. You know, everything's just a little bit better. Mm-hmm. He had a good summer and aggressive. And, like I say, I would guess he'd be in that 15-point range. He can really shoot it. And he's really good at the mid-range also, you know, kind of like Johnny. They're similar players. And, you know, just Johnny's just, you know, just a notch above him right now. But it's going to be a lot of fun the next, you know, 2 years watching them two play together. And so, yeah, he done really well. And, you know, the St. John game, I thought we played, you know, pretty well. You know, just a few things defensively that we didn't do very well. And they were able to get some second, you know, third shots there as the game went on. You know, he didn't do a very good job of boxing out and going after the ball with two hands and securing the rebound. But give credit to them. I think we got up on them, 10 or 12 points, and, you know, they were able to come back and actually took the lead. And, you know, Johnny made some key plays down the stretch. Dalton made some free throws. Johnny made some free throws, and we're able to close out with the win. It is a good learning experience for us, something we need to build on, and you know, point out a few things we need to get better at.
Takes you into the league tournament with a record of 7-1. You're the number one seed, so you don't have to play a play-in game on Friday. You'll await your opponent Monday, and we will chat about that coming up next week. Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck in the league tournament coming up.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust, fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide, the choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Alex Hobelman. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the High School Basketball Locker Room Chats. We're joined now by Denise Kattenberg, the assistant coach for the Smith Center Lady Red. Unfortunately, Coach Nick Lynn has had some health concerns, and we're praying and hoping everything goes well for him. It looks like he's on the right track. But Coach Kattenberg joining us now to talk about Smith Center Lady Red basketball. Coach, you've had a couple games since we talked last, a double overtime thriller that you won at Ellis there on Friday, and then you pick up a win over Russell on Tuesday. Go back to the Ellis game first. What were some of the things that stood out there? I know you were able to kind of get a loose ball and get a free throw to win it there at the end.
Yeah, you know, both teams came out ready to play. Both teams played. It was just a really fun, good basketball game to watch, and I'm super happy that we actually came out on top, because that it could have went either way at into regulation in the first overtime and the second overtime, and we had some kids step up and make some big plays, and it was a really good game to be a part of.
So, again, you get that victory, a huge win in the Mid-Continental League for you as you keep your undefeated record intact, and then you improved to 5-0 in the league with a win over Russell there on Tuesday, 60-31. What were some of the things that stood out against Russell there on Tuesday night?
Well, you know, it was a weird night last night. I think just not having – we didn't have Coach Lynn there, and we do have an injured Gracie Kirchhoff, so we're just trying to, like, that move Dakota from a post to a guard, you know, and that started freshman Parker Atwood, and so we're just trying to get, like – you know, that kind of understanding of now, okay, you have to switch gears, and now you have to think like a guard and know where you're at, and just, you know, and like having Coach Lynn not there was different for all of us, of course.
So you move forward now, and coming up on Friday, you'll have Republic County, and then you'll get ready for the league tournament. But when you look at the Lady Buffs, obviously that's a team that's kind of struggling over the last few years and really kind of trying to find their identity. But what are some of the things that you'll focus on with this group on Friday night and looking to get another win there against Republic County?
You know, we really have to focus on – we've been really making some really bad passes here lately. So we got to focus on fundamentals on, like, our passing, like making smart decisions, definitely pushing the ball up. You know, we did not have a good shooting night last night, so we got to finish off some plays. And I thought our rebounding was excellent. You know, so that's something we can, you know, keep building off of. But we have to do a better job of taking care of the basketball, and that's really what we're going to focus on here and practice today. You know, going forward.
Denise Kattenberg, again, assistant coach for the Smith Center Lady Red, joining us on the Locker Room Chats. Well, thank you for the time, Coach. Best of luck on Friday and then headed into the league tournament coming up next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. Alex Hobelman joining us now, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, you've actually played a couple games since we talked the last two league games against Ellis and Russell. Let's go back to Ellis first, a 58-30 loss out at their place. I know they got a solid group there. What were some of the things that maybe led to the struggles for you guys on Friday night at their place?
We just struggled offensively. We came out a little bit flat. We came out really not ready to go. They kind of sat back in the zone a little bit. We had trouble attacking it. So I challenged them this week on Monday at practice and for the Russell game to be more aggressive offensively. That's kind of just what we've struggled with all year, is being aggressive offensively and putting the ball in the basket. And we struggled with it against Ellis on Friday, and we did a little bit better against Russell last night. So just continuing to be aggressive and kind of change that mindset.
So, again, you fall in that one, and then coming back with the games there with Russell on Tuesday, a 65-50 loss in that one. Take me through what went on that one, and again, against a Russell team that's got a good group.
Yeah, Russell's, they got a big senior class. I think they have 7 or 8 seniors, and they're athletic and fast. And so we kind of changed up our
defensive strategy a little bit. We sat back in a zone a little bit more and kind of forced them to hit outside shots. And we gave up a 10-0 run to start the game. We were being aggressive, a little bit more aggressive offensively than Ellis. Shots just weren't falling. But we continued to be aggressive, and we were able to cut the lead to 8 at halftime. And then we fell victim again to a couple turnovers here and there, and in the fourth quarter. So we were right there, but we just got to continue to take care of the ball. And you know, we sitting back in the zone a little bit more than normal. We had trouble rebounding as well, a little bit than compared to man-to-man when we play man-to-man. So something to work on a little bit there. But overall, we played much better and a lot harder than we did against Ellis on Friday.
Next up, Republic County coming up this Friday, as you take them on at their place. They're 1-7. Just looking at Republic County in this matchup, what do you want to see from the group on Friday night?
Yeah, Republic County's, they have a rich history of basketball there. Actually, my dad's from there, so I know I'm pretty fond of their program. You know, their record doesn't show it, but they are a good team. I've watched them on film a little bit. They got some athletes, so we're going to have to be ready to go. We can't look at record and just assume that it's going to be an easier game because they do have athletes. And so we got to come out ready to go. We can't come out flat like we did against Ellis. We got to come out aggressive and be quick. And we just got to play the way we can. I think right now I'm challenging the kids to play confident. They can do it in practice. They can do it in spurts here and there, games throughout the season, but we just got to put four quarters together. So I'm challenging them to be able to put four quarters together, and hopefully we can come out with a win on Friday.
You open the MCL tournament with Hoxie in Stockton on Saturday, so best of luck in that one as well. We'll recap all that coming up next week. Thanks for the time here this week, Coach.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at landmarkimp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Goheen and Slavic, CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Wednesday night locker room chats. I have girls head coach from Thunder Ridge, Darren Grauerholtz, with us. And coach, kind of a tough one last night. A hard-fought game, you know, back and forth, but came out on the wrong end of a 43-41 score against Lakeside. Not a bad game to have, I think, if right before a tournament, right?
Yeah, you know, you want those challenges, but we just got in foul trouble and didn't make the necessary adjustments. Just didn't seem to get the call going our way whatsoever. However, you know, regardless, we've got to be able to adjust to things because we will see that later in the year too where things may not go as planned. But, you know, when you got Tori and Cameron setting out the second quarter, the majority of it, I'd say at least 6-7 minutes of it, in foul trouble, you know, we're hurting when there are two top scorers. You know, they're averaging, you know, probably 15 and 18 apiece there. So that hurts. And we only scored 4 points that quarter, and it showed. So that was the biggest problem last night, you know. And give credit to Lakeside. They came out and gave us a real tough defensive look, and we were just caught staring at them, you know, and we just couldn't move.
As you head into the Northern Plains League tournament that starts on Friday for your team, you'll have a game against Chase. You go in as the number 5 seed, and if things work out there, you probably get to see this Lakeside team again.
Yeah, and that's all right. We'll take them on again, and hopefully, you know, maybe Kylie won't be hitting those threes like she did against us, you know, last night. But she was on fire, and she's a good player. She's very scrappy, but like I say, we have to get by Chase first, and we'll hopefully make the most of it.
Unfortunately, it's possible you're not 100% strength-wise or health-wise going into the tournament. Might have lost for at least a little bit a player last night, right?
Yeah, risky on a last-second shot. I don't know if it was on the jump stop when she jumped to shoot the ball or if it happened when she landed, but hopefully the knee isn't as bad as we think it might be right now. If, you know, we had to do this last year without her at this point, you know, exactly a year later, and hopefully things will be okay.
We hope for the best there, and we'll check in next week to see how things are going with the Northern Plains League tournament. And, Coach, we always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jason.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. I have boys head coach from Thunder Ridge, Devon Branch, with us on the Wednesday night locker room chats. And Coach Branch, he got some points on the board in a game on Tuesday night against Lakeside. How did it feel to put some of those points on the board after maybe struggling to do that with the kids on the long football run?
It felt kind of good. Shots was just, we had one of those nights where anything we threw up was just fun in the hole. So it was kind of a good night. Defense was good. We shot good free throws, and we shared the ball. So it's always good to have one of those days right before you go in the tournament.
And speaking of that tournament, is besides the shot making, which we know can kind of come and go on any given night, what is there something that you saw on Tuesday that you'd like to carry into the tournament?
Oh, I like the fact that we was rebounding. We was diving on the floor. Every 50-50 balls was ours. And that's a key emphasis on our defense because we play 2-3 zone. So we got to have every 50-50 ball. It got to be like more like 70-30 balls.
Yeah, the coaches don't like to call them 50-50. They're the 60-40. Those are ours, right?
That's what you're...
Yeah. So you head into this tournament, the Northern Plains League tournament, and you'll be the number 4 seed, and you'll play on Friday against Chase. What do you expect from Chase?
I expect them to be fast, quick. They don't have a very deep team, but they play hard, as hard as they can, and I just don't want us to play down to our competition. I want us to keep focusing on what we've been building this whole time.
Okay, and then on you come back on Monday, hopefully on Monday, and then probably more than likely against Pike Valley, which would be the number 5 seed. What do they bring to the table?
They're quick. Their guards are fast. They dribble, penetrate. We can't let them get hot from three. They shoot the 3 ball. They like to press full court. So I think Osborne kind of got us ready for that because they manned us full court and got us turned up a little bit. But other than that, I think we calmed down and just figure out we could just take our time and move the ball and get the ball up the court.
And you talk about that Osborne team. They are the number 1 seed in that tournament. If things work out for you and the seeding holds, then a matchup with them on Tuesday.
Yeah, I hope it works out that way. Because we split. We 1-1. They got us and we got them 1. So the 3-1 should end with another thriller.
All right, Coach. I've been joking with a lot of the coaches here on this week's call. Catch up with you next week, and hopefully for you, how the tournament is progressing instead of how it's just progressed, right?
Right.
Yep. All right, talk to you next week, and thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.
Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook, agent, Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.